Kiltaker Radio.
And Proton's Recanter.
Is there a girl? Oh, girl, oh, girl. In under an hour's time, we'll have another bulletin. Then you can enjoy our pre-club mix. But first, enjoy the rest of this program, bringing you nothing but, oh, musical joy, some of the latest quirky news stories from the last week, and, of course, the chronicles of Little Bibbling under Flossock. A smile at the moment. Got to do it as often as I can while I still have some teeth. Anyway, this is Andrew John with teeth.
Tesco is to offer 500,000 free blood pressure checks at its community pharmacies across the UK as its research shows 7 in 10 men and 2/3 of women have not attended a routine health check in the past year. The research comes amid warnings from the British Heart Foundation that up to 5 million people could be living with undiagnosed high blood pressure in the UK. Routine checks are the most simple and effective way of spotting high blood pressure, which is associated with around 50% of heart attacks and strokes. Here to tell us more about this is Una Turnbull, Head of Health and Sustainable Diet Campaigns at Tesco. Una, thank you for joining us. What problems can high blood pressure cause, and why is it important to have our pressure checked regularly?
High blood pressure is associated with around 50% of heart attacks and strokes, so it's really important to get yours checked regularly. Reducing high blood pressure is one of the biggest changes people can make to reduce heart attacks and strokes, but most people don't realise they can get checked for free without an appointment at an in-store Tesco pharmacy.
Is there any data that shows how routine blood pressure checks can save lives?
Yes, there is. NHS data estimates that blood pressure checks at pharmacies over the next 5 years could prevent over 5,000 heart attacks, 8,000 strokes, and save over 4,000 lives. But only 30% of men and 30% of women attend a routine medical check, and only 1 in 3 say they haven't had their blood pressure checked in the last 12 months, which compares to about 65% checking their tire pressures.
Wow, those are contrasting stats there. So why are you partnering with the British Heart Foundation to launch this campaign?
We're really proud to be a long-term partner of the British Heart Foundation and to work with them on this crucial campaign. They tell us that making blood pressure checks readily available, along with other vital health information, such as heart-friendly recipes, at a Tesco store, has the potential to help millions of people improve their health and prevent countless heart attacks and strokes.
So what does the check actually involve, and how easy is it to arrange one?
It's really easy to arrange a check, and it's really, really simple to take part. All you need to do is go to a Tesco pharmacy. You can just pop in and it's free. So go in at any time and they'll be happy to see you. Or if it's easier, you can book a check online at tesco.com/pharmacy.
That was Una Turnbull from Tesco telling us about the importance of getting regular blood pressure checks and why the supermarket is offering free checks in its pharmacies throughout February.
The freshest, newest music. CelticaRadio.com.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Bob wythnos yma'r Celtica Radio rydym yn rhoi'r wybodaeth ddiweddaraf i'r pre-club mix. Lle rydym yn chwarae y gorau yn cicio cerddoriaeth dance.
Kicking dance music. Kicking dance music.
Ac fel bob amser gyda Celtica Radio, gallwch lawr lwytho'r podcast i gadw a'i holl rhad ac am ddim a heb unrhyw gyfyniadau. Felly dyna pre-club mix. Ar-lein, ar mobile ac ar gael yn unig ond yn ffurfio CelticaRadio.com.
Couldn't get enough of our mother and chatting on jukebox TV. It was early 2003. Still remember that week. Every day, every night, he was sitting in the same chair with the same old hopes and the same fear. Rubbing the remote control, trying to regain control. And the same scheme, rubbing the remote control, wanting to regain control. We wanted him to go back so that we could watch TV again and chat. But Mom didn't tell him to leave. Still remember his cheeks. Every day, every night, he was sitting in the same chair with the same old hopes and the same fear, rubbing the remote control, trying to regain control. Every day, every night, he was living in the same dream with the same old hopes and the same scheme, rubbing the remote control, wanting to regain control.
Andrew John here with a great little thing called Weekender. Hope you're enjoying it. Here's something else you'll no doubt love. So love it.
Here to give us some advice is co-founder of the skincare company CeraVe, Tom Allison. Tom, did the research results surprise you about people's attitudes towards their skin?
You know, Julian, first of all, thanks so much for having me here. And the short answer for that is no. You know, I believe that people's skin is everyone's billboard. You know, we've seen this in the US as well as in the UK, that people are concerned about their skin. And when we talk about the fact that the winter months can wreak havoc against our skin, it's not a surprise to me at all.
Now, what advice do you have then for people who might be worried about their skin, particularly in winter?
For me, I think keep it simple and make a plan. You know, a plan from a standpoint of picking out a skin type cleanser, using a water temperature that's more mild as versus to hot. Moisturize your skin within 3 minutes of getting either out of the shower or when you're cleaning your face, as well as create a regimen for the evening. You know, Julian, I think one of the things that a lot of people can do is leverage the time as you're sleeping to rebuild your skin barrier. I think that's some of the best advice you could have for tackling the harsh winter months.
Okay, some really good advice. But when it comes to products, there are so many out there. What is the best product for people to try who might be unsure of what to use?
I agree. You know, the shelf at the store can be overwhelming. There's a lot of options. There's a lot of brands that are shouting out at you if you read the packaging on what products to use, et cetera. So for me, again, keep it simple. From picking a skin type cleanser, you want to reach for ingredients that are hydrating, that use less surfactants, because surfactants, we know, can actually strip your skin and cause those issues that pop up during the winter skin to even become worse. From there, you want to pick a good moisturizer. And we like to use moisturizers that have both emollients, like glycerin, humectants, like hyaluronic acid, as well as what we call physiological lipids. And those will be ingredients like ceramides and cholesterol and free fatty acids. The sophistication of a formulation really does matter when it comes to driving a better clinical benefit for dry skin.
Where do people go then to find out more information? There's obviously a lot of information there. Where can people go?
You know, one of the great pieces of information you can get is from the CeraVe website, both for the UK as well as Ireland. Within that website, you can understand a little bit of the clues as to figuring out what type of skin type that you have, as well as some great advice on how to apply product, when to apply it, how often, as well as some differences within formulations. Another great place is the University of Sheffield website. You know, University of Sheffield has done some outstanding research in skincare, and they provide some great access to the latest, greatest research and innovation, the latest and greatest thinking out there as to how formulations matter in terms of building a great clinical benefit for people that are suffering from skin conditions.
Was the only time that we had, but your presence kept me warm when it started to get cold. I've seen the longest night, then I flew away till you were out of sight, walking round and town, but your streets still feel like home to me. I don't care if I get lost tonight, I feel fine in the city of light. Out of water won't last long on a land far away. If I teach it to fly, then I can walk away. I dreamed of you last night. I'll dream till I come back, walking round an unfamiliar town, but your streets still feel like home to me. I don't care if I get lost tonight, I feel fine in the city of light. But your presence kept me warm when it started to get cold.
Still listening? I thought so. I was thinking of ears and immediately thought of a cornfield. You know, ears, corn. Oh, shut up, Andrew John, and let them listen to Weekender. Oh, fancy joking about ears of corn. You'll find the worst jokes ever on Weekender.
From Kianity in Finland to Hobart, Tasmania, from Wasilla, Alaska to Sapporo, Japan. And all access through an iPhone from all over the world. Whatever the operating system of your mobile phone, whether it's Android, Windows or BlackBerry, listening to Celtica Radio is now easier than ever. Just go to our website at CelticaRadio.com and click on the mobile link and download the app for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Celtica Radio, hot station, mobile music.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Some guys are okay with settling. Other guys just want to do things right. That's why they use Gold Bond Men's Lotion with intensive moisturizers and skin-strengthening proteins. For skin that looks and feels good, don't settle. Go for the Gold Bond. You work for the sweat. You respect the sweat and never regret the sweat. You've got Gold Bond Powder. Fights wetness, odor, and relieves itch. Keeps you feeling fresh, cool, and clean. Gold Bond. Respect the sweat.
Use as directed.
This is Celtica Radio, broadcasting online and on digital wireless. We're also available on the mobile phone network, plus on the World Wide Web, 24 hours a day. www.celticaradio.com.
Celtica, music every day. Celtica, there's no better way. Celtica. Music night and day, Celtica Radio.
And the chance we enter.
You're listening to Celtica Radio, and now it's time for the very first episode in our ongoing series called The Chronicles of Little Bibbling Under Flossock, children's stories for maladjusted grown-ups. So, how did it all begin? Well, I suppose that, like lots of stories, it began down the pub.
Oh, do you know, Ev, it's just like old times coming back to the studio after a good meal in the local. It does not set you up for the rest of the day. Remember when we worked on that crappy little radio station together?
Yeah, I really used to enjoy that. They were good times too, even if the owners of the company were pillocks. And what about that Jabba the Hack? What a prat, eh? I have to say, though, these days, whenever I have a good meal, I just can't stay awake for long. I reckon it's me age. I mean, it really knocks me out, sometimes for hours. Right, I'm off to do some more techie stuff. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, whatever. A cup of tea, I reckon.
Andy! Huh? Andy, you'll never believe this. I've just heard from our colleague Cookie.
What?
You know, David. David Cook does Dave Cook Zoo on Celtica. He's won the lottery.
Huh?
Cookie, lottery. Two million smackaroonies, Andy. Do you know what that means for us? It's major expansion for Celtica Radio. We can expand, grow, flourish, thrive, prosper. Prosper, expand. Did I say expand? Got anywhere in mind?
There is a place somewhere north of here. Nice little place, so I've heard. Peaceful, rural, idyllic, peaceful. I've said peaceful. Bit odd. Forget what it's called.
Ah, not that place in North Glamorgan. The one you can just make out from the other side of the M39. That's if you're sitting down. That one.
Yeah. Something like that. Oh, God, I need to have a kip.
Oh, no, you don't. Get up there now and do a bloody recce.
Oh, my God, what a place. Oh, and the bloody sat-nav's packed in. Oh, God, I bet they don't even have cars out here. Get out of the way, you silly sheep. Oh, my God, what the...
Well, now, what has we got here, then?
Who are you?
I could ask the same question, young man. Well, maybe not so young.
Where am I? Who the hell are you? In fact, blimey, what year am I in? I thought for a minute I was Sam Tyler to your Gene Hunt.
What did you call me, boy?
Oh, nothing. Look, I'm from Celtica Radio.
Radio? What's that when it's at home?
It's... Look, could you just tell me where I am?
You're in Little Bibbling Under Flossock, boy. That's where you are. Little Bibbling Under Flossock. The land that time forgot. The land of dreams. The land of...
And who are you?
Me? Everybody knows me. I'm Mrs. Amelia Spleenwort, age 93 of 42 Cobbler's Cottages. That's who I am, boy, the oldest resident of these parts, unless you count the mayor.
This place has a mayor?
Councillor Beauregard Soup, no less, who's reputed to be 903 years old and undead. Nobody ever sees him. And he owns most of Little Bibbling Under Flossock and part of our neighbouring village, Much Fondling on the Grope. Then there's Much Farting on the Bog, but we don't talk about that in polite circles.
This place has polite circles? This is the other side of the M39, isn't it?
No, it's this side of the M39.
What was that?
What?
There it is again. A banjo dueling with a guitar.
Oh, that? That's the twang.
The twang?
The twang, boy. Hasn't you got a twang where you comes from? Mind you, you usually hears it only where there's rapids. Cue rapids. There you goes. Rapids.
Oh, my God, what was that?
You're hearing things, boy. Now then. What's this about radio? Whatever that is. I suppose it's where people talk to people through little boxes. Well, we don't need that sort of thing out here. We's got our own little paper, thank you very much. The Bibbling Babble. The only weekly newspaper with lumps.
Well, that's very nice. But my boss sent me to... Well, to suss the place out as a possible country satellite station so we could broadcast from the heart of the rural community, show what life's like among the yokels. Locals.
Well, you've come to the right place, boy. Listen.
I can't hear anything.
Listen to the beautiful sounds of nature. Cue nature.
Oh, my God, what was that?
It's called life, boy. Now be quiet. Shh. Listen.
Oh, my God. What have I let myself in for? You're mad. Totally mad. I bet you lot eat your young out here.
Now. No need for insults. We stopped doing that a year ago. Mind you, we still has a few joints and chops in the freezer. Still, if you talks to farmer Nigel Prawn, you'll find that he's selling goat alternative. Partial to a bit of ferret juice, too, he is, with his meringue and chips and stuff. Now, boy, you need to come with me, and I'll show you around.
And show him around she did. So, it wasn't long before Andrew John was sending back news reports from this strange land. And we'll hear more about that next time.
This is That Good Old Weekender with me, Andrew John. Hope to see you every week. Enjoy.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/work and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week here on Celtica Radio, we update the pre-club mix, where we play the very best in kicking dance music.
Kicking dance music, kicking dance music.
And as always with Celtica Radio, if you miss the latest show, you can use the listen again option or download the podcast to keep. And it's all free and with no restrictions. That's the pre-club mix here on Celtica Radio. Online, on digital and mobile wireless.
This is Andrew John with Weekender. Perhaps you'd like to hear some of Celtica's earlier shows. If so, go to www.celticaradio.com and click on the archive button. There are plenty of different programs, so take your pick. Concerts, stories, band profiles, and lots more. So don't forget www.celticaradio.com and click on the archive button.
Inspired by the Lionesses' Euro 2022 victory, 23 new Football Foundation-funded sites will be opened in the hometowns of each squad member across England. The sites, funded by the Premier League, the FA and the government's Football Foundation, will support equal access to football for girls and women and help to inspire an increase in further playing opportunities. The Football Foundation will be ensuring that any site it funds will be designed in a way that supports women and girls. Here to tell us more about what the football community can do to inspire and support girls and women is the Chief Executive of the Football Foundation, Robert Sullivan. Robert, thank you for joining us. Tell us a bit more about these 23 new sites. That's a lot.
Yeah, and the first of these pitches is the Jill Scott pitch. And we're really excited that's the first of the 23 to be named after the Lionesses who all roared their way to success last summer. What we want to do is use their inspiration to inspire girls up and down the country to get out and have a great time playing on their local pitches. It's part of the Football Foundation's biggest ever commitment to delivering community sports facilities. And all of those facilities will ensure there's equal access to women and girls to play football. This pitch is the first to be unveiled, and we're going to shortly follow it with Millie Bright, Rachel Bailey and Ella Toon all coming online later this year. We want these facilities in the hometowns of the Lionesses to really inspire young girls to have a great footballing experience.
And how are they being designed to support women and girl players in particular?
So at the Football Foundation, we will not fund a project or a new facility unless it offers equal access to playing time for women and girls alongside men and boys. We know, for example, that badly lit pitches and late night kickoffs aren't appealing to women and girls. So we need to make sure these facilities are accessible and inclusive. We want well-lit facilities and a safe pathway between the pitches and the changing areas for girls. We want really high-quality showers and toilet facilities. And we want the women and girls' playing time to be timetabled on those pitches at good, accessible times. That means that they have the best chance of having a great experience and be confident stepping onto the pitch.
Now, this is a pretty impressive investment. How important is it that the Football Foundation marks the success of the Lionesses in this way?
Well, we believe it's important to celebrate success. English football hasn't always had too much success to celebrate. So we're determined to use this opportunity to make a great experience for our women and girls communities to get out there and play on new facilities. New facilities that inspire young children, keep them in the game, and ensure that they have a great playing experience, which improves their physical health, their mental health, and they bring communities together and deliver great outcomes.
Now, you mentioned communities there. What more can the football community do to inspire and support girls and women?
Well, since our creation in 2000, we've allowed and supported over 6,000 women and girls teams to benefit from great facilities, whether that's new goalposts, improved grass pitches, or new changing facilities, or 3G pitches in this case. We want every girl to have an access to those great facilities, so we encourage everybody to get out and use these facilities, demonstrate their value and their purpose, and encourage the football authorities and the government to keep investing to deliver these great outcomes.
Thank you. That was Robert Sullivan, Chief Executive of the Football Foundation, telling us why 23 new football pitches are being opened in the hometowns of each of the victorious Lionesses Euro 2022 squad members.
Sparkle says a million words. It's alright. show. I want you to myself. I
love you more.
More than life itself. Now the world can bring me down. My feet don't touch the ground. Baby, please. I'm on my knees. Don't you tease. Oh, baby, please. Every single time you touch,
I need to have you more.
Excite me oh so much.
I need you to explore.
Only love can hold the key.
Unlock my heart for sure.
Always love inside of
Michael Presley. Peace and love.
The dirty city. I'm making plans from dreamland. Do you fancy joining me? We could count some sheep. If ever I grow up, it will be too late. 'Cause I've been doing what I've been doing, I can't concentrate. I don't need to be told what to do. In return, I will not tell you. And anybody expects perfection, well, poor you. You've got a long wait if you do. Life, I will let you know. Until I do, I will muddle through and see how it goes. Everyone needs a loving kiss, first thing and last thing at night. Everyone needs a gentle nudge, 'cause it's a hard life. Woody was right. Woody Guthrie was right. If ever I wake up, it will be too soon. I'm happy dreaming, skipping clouds with you, skipping clouds with you, skipping clouds with you, skipping clouds with you.
That's it from me for now. Stand by for the main national and world news, and then it's the pre-club mix. I'll catch you next Saturday. So until then, from me, Andrew John, good evening, Norstar. It's 10 o'clock.
Available on the World Wide Web, 24 hours a day, this is Celtica Radio.